Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Newfound Records Radio Hour, the show that features all kinds of Newfoundland and Labrador music from the vinyl era, the 50s, 60s, 70s, and 80s. If you're a hopeless nostalgic, if you're stuck in a vinyl groove, if you're inclined to drift from the mainstream, stay tuned for an hour full of music by Newfoundland and Labrador's pioneer recording artists with your host, Wayne Tucker.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the program. For this episode, we've got a bunch of songs, and they're about disasters at sea. We'll get to those later on, but before that, you're going to hear some of my personal favorite tracks, and I sourced most of these from recent additions to the Newfound Records cassette tape library. And most of them, if not all, have never been released in digital format. We're going to kick off with one that just might get you out on the dance floor. It's Aaron J. Country Plus with Piano Man. Okay, great rock and dance music to kick off the program today. And I guess you caught the wild piano playing on that number. Other musicians on that track weren't too shabby either. And the singer, Joyce Eddy. That gal can sure sing. Now, I got that song from a cassette tape, and the artist is Aaron J. Country Plus. And they, Aaron J. stands for Reg and Joyce Eddy, husband and wife team. Now, Reg Eddy, I know he had a long history of music in Western Newfoundland. In the mid-1960s, he was a member of the very popular band The Teen Beats. And by the mid-1970s, he was singing with the Seville Singers, a choir. Also, Reg was a member of the String Busters, and they were on the go for a long time, went through several incarnations. So I'm talking about the Western Newfoundland band called the String Busters. And Reg Eddy was one half of the duo Back to Back, the other half being Pat March. The cassette tape that we just heard the track from was called It Takes Two, and I understand it was Reg and Joyce's only cassette tapes or only album of any kind. And what's mysterious about this one is that the vocal tracks were recorded at Sim Studio in Ballorum, and the tape credits say they were backed up with a Nashville sound. And the musicians are named, and I Googled them, and they were Nashville musicians. So I don't know how they recorded the vocals in Ballorum, and the music tracks were laid down in Nashville. I'd like to know the story behind that. The song we heard, Piano Man, composed by Don Gale and Reg Eddy, and the piano player was that Nashville musician by the name of Bill Roberts. Okay, let's move along now to our next number, which is from Pat Melindy and Ed Smith, both those people, to the best of my knowledge, from the Green Bay area, Notre Dame Bay. And Smith is well known as a journalist down through the years, also had a teaching career before his tragic car accident. Very witty songwriter, that man. And Pat Melindy, I don't know much about her at all. But she did team up with Ed Smith, and they released something like 4 cassette tapes. We will hear a track from one they released in 1988 called Caught in a Song. Might hear the occasional bang in the background. I think there's some construction going on upstairs here at the university. Song we shall hear, composed by Ed Smith, called Green Bay.
When the moon shines over Green Bay, and the wind sings in the pine, and the birds are softly singing in the trees on Hall's Bay line, then we'll walk along together, and tenderly I'll say, right here in old Green Bay, where the moon is wider and the stars are brighter and the skies are always blue, and there's lots of fun for everyone, but the best of all is that your friends are true.
When within the little bungalow in a garden by the sea, and we listen to the seagulls cry as we raise our
are softly singing in the trees on Hall's Bay line, then we'll walk along together, and tenderly I'll say, let us never roam, but make our home right here in old Green Bay, where the moon is wider and the stars are brighter and the skies are always blue, and there's lots of fun for everyone, but the best of all is that your friends true.
Well, we built a little bungalow in a garden by the sea, and we listen to the seagulls cry as we raise our family, and we'll say hello, share a smile with the friends we meet each day,
and we'll never roam, but make our home right here in old Green Bay. Yeah, we'll never roam, but make our right here in old Green Bay.
Oh, great song, great music, great singing. Love it. Pat Melindy and Ed Smith. The song was called Green Bay from their album Caught in a Song, released in 1988. And they recorded that one at Sim's studio in Ballorum, like many of the tapes you will hear on today's program. And on that cassette, Pat Melindy not only sang, but she also played piano, accordion, and looked after the keyboards. Ed Smith, he sang and played guitar, and the rest of the instruments, bass guitar, rhythm guitar, acoustic lead guitar, were played by Sim Savory, of course. Who else? Well, you're listening to the Newfound Records Radio Hour. My name is Wayne Tucker. Coming up shortly, Chuck Sims will be by with a tribute song to his friend and musical colleague, Roy Payne. Oh, our next number. This is from a duo, call themselves The Vays. They spelled V-E-Y-S, and they were Fred and Brett Vay, whom I know very little about. They put out an album called The Rocky Isle on cassette tape back, I figure, around 1997. And this track we are going to hear is called Berry Pickin', and it's a nice, lively, and silly little ditty. Makes me think of my mother and father, who were berry pickin' machines, the two of them. They would love this song, I'm sure.
I'm gonna go and berry pickin', give me bucket full. Any more than that goes in me hat. When the berries ripen, I know I'll walk a lot. I'm gonna walk until I find the fully covered spot. I'll pick and pick and pick and pick until they're all gone. I'll grab me bucket and hat and head her out for home. I'm gonna go and berry pick and get me bucket full. Any more than that goes in me hat. The wife will be so happy when she sees what I've got picked. She'll start with Patrick berry jam, she'll stir it with a stick. The pies and puddings we will have will make you want for more. The likes of which you'll never find out at the general store. I'm gonna go and berry pick and get me bucket full. Any more than that goes in me hat. Give our friends a taste. A bottle here, a bottle there, there's never any waste. And soon it'll all be gone, we won't have no more. I'll grab me bucket and hat and head her for the door. I'm gonna go and berry pick and get me bucket full. Any more than that goes in me hat. I'm gonna go and berry pick and get me bucket full. Any more than that goes in me hat.
Okay, great bit of fun, that one. You don't hear many songs written on the topic of berry picking in this province. But the Vays did it. And the Vays were Fred Vay. He was the lead vocalist, played accordion and harmonica on the album. And Brett Vay, I think it's his brother, he sang harmony vocals and he played a variety of instruments. Mandolin, violin, keyboard, piano, lead electric guitar, rhythm and lead acoustic guitar. And if that's not enough, he played a dobro. Looking after the drums, bass and rhythm guitar, Lee Vaughan. And the album was recorded by Top Sound Recording in St. John's, album being called This Rocky Isle. Okay, as mentioned earlier, we're going to hear from Chuck Sims now. Chuck, a Grand Bank native down on the Bjorn Peninsula of the island of Newfoundland. He's been singing and writing and recording for 3 or 4, maybe 5 decades, and go a long time, and has spent much of his time entertaining expatriate Newfoundlanders up Toronto way. He plays a variety of music, Newfoundland music, Irish music, country music, and he put out an album. He's been on a number of albums. Put one out, I don't know when, probably sometime in the 1990s, a recent addition to the Newfound Records library, released on cassette tape only, I think. And the album I'm talking about is simply called Chuck Sims and Friends. And his friends on that album include singer-musicians Derek Pilgrim and Newfoundland's favorite outlaw, Roy Payne. The song we shall hear Chuck Sims sing now is My Old Friend, Roy Payne. And, of course, Chuck wrote that one. Listen to it closely and see how many of Roy Payne's song titles you can identify in this song. I took the time to do that, and I counted up 9.
Fished along the shore. He could fly so high up in the sky, sleep upon the floor. He drove Willie's pickup truck up and down the lane. He's done it all, both great and small, my old friend Ry Payne. Roads and city streets he's roamed for many years. Dogberry wine and fish and brews, lots of homemade beer. Lots of fights and sleepless nights he sat with pen in hand, and wrote songs about those good old days back in Highland. On his door, he's miles away from home. You can find him in the summertime where the blue water's home. Casting his line out in the stream where the salmon jumps so high. Yes, Ry Payne, my good old friend, we know as a new fish boy. Now Ry is back, he's back on track, my friends, you must. He wouldn't take $1 million for a single maple leaf. If I know Ry, new feet boy, no matter where he roams, he'll be on the train to Newfoundland, the last train going home. Upon his door, he's miles away from home. You can find him in the summertime where the blue waters foam. Casting his line out in the stream where the salmon jumps so high. Yes, Ry Payne, my good old friend, we know as a new free boy. Yes, Ry Payne, my good old friend, I know as a new free boy.
Oh, I love the guitar licks on that number. Wish I could tell you who's playing the guitar, but the player is not identified on the tape. That was Chuck Sims and Friends, My Old Friend, Ry Payne. Now you're listening to the Newfound Records Radio Hour. I'm your host, Wayne Tucker. And coming up soon, a sad number by the Carlton Show Band. It's called The Ballad of Danny Corcoran. But before we get to that, a real oddity. We've got a number here by Eddie Eastman. Eddie, of course, from Terra Nova, the village of Terra Nova in, I call it central Newfoundland. Outstanding career, this man. He was nominated for Juno Awards 5 times, won twice in the category of Canada's top male country singer. And lots of his songs charted nationally, probably more than any other Newfoundland and Labrador recording artist. His songs and albums charted, I figure, around 30 times. And 5 of his singles made the top 10 on RPM Weekly's charts. That's a national music industry magazine in Canada. Now, the song From the Barroom to the Bedroom was one of Eddie's most successful songs of all. Released that one in 1982. And that song, From the Barroom to the Bedroom, charted nationally for 19 weeks, peaking at number 4. Now, here's the real oddity I was talking about. I figure around 1992, Eddie re-released that song, but it was completely different. He sang it in French, and it's his only French recording to the best of my knowledge, song being called De l'Hôtel à ta chambre. Pardon my French. I'd love to know the story behind Eddie recording this one.
C'est la dernière ronde pour ce soir. Tous dans de gelée, dernière valse. La salle sera bientôt vidée. Je connais l'histoire depuis longtemps. Tous s'en iront de leur côté. De même pour moi, de même pour toi. Ce soir nous nous sommes rencontrés. L'histoire d'amour a commencé. Toute la vie j'ai été aimé comme je n'ai jamais aimé. Un or du corps entrelacé comme nous l'avions déjà rêvé. Je ne parlerai jamais. Que cet amour a commencé. Déjà rêvé, je ne pourrai jamais te dire comment tout en moi est changé. Et c'est de l'hôtel à ta chambre que cet amour a commencé. Et c'est de l'hôtel à ta chambre. Que cet amour a commencé.
No, your ears weren't playing tricks on you. That was indeed Eddie Eastman, and he was singing in French. But I don't think that one made the national charts for him. Okay, our next track now is by the legendary Carlton Show Band. And they put out a cassette tape in 1992 called Tribute to Newfoundland. And the incarnation of the Carlton Show Band for that tape, well, the original members of the band, there was Mike Feeney, who was from Ireland, and Freddie White, who was a Nova Scotian, Cape Breton, I think. There was a number of Newfoundlanders on there. Robert Benoit from West Bay Center, which is just west of Stephenville. Roddy Lee, or Roddy LaPrayer, was in there from the Bay St. George area as well. And Laris Benoit, also from the Bay St. George area. Another band member was Joe Duane, D-U-A-N-E, from Ireland, and Greg Donaghy was in there. He might have been from Ireland too, I'm not really sure. The song we shall hear the Carlton Show Band sing from that is Danny Corcoran, and that was composed by Ed Smith. Now, Danny Corcoran was a Newfoundland ranger, and he died when he was only 22 years old. And the year was 1935, and the story goes like this. Danny Corcoran had set off into the wilderness in the dead of winter in an attempt to protect the local caribou population from poachers. But he became lost and suffered severely from frostbite and starvation. And there was a large-scale rescue effort mounted to find Danny Corcoran. But it was hampered by adverse weather conditions And Danny Corcoran was not found until 17 days after first becoming lost, and he was barely alive.
In the year of 1935, Danny Corcoran, 21, in the little town of Harbor Deep, a ranger's life begun. He was strong and fine, and they loved him there, and a sweetheart soon he found. But he vowed he'd stop the poaching game when the month of March came round. Danny Corcoran started on patrol one March morning, cold and gray, to the coastal range, to the barren ground, he made his fateful way. But he soon was lost, and a city man could never be prepared to survive out on the barren ground, cold and wet, alone and scared. Who will go and search for Danny, for he's lost and all alone, through the winter snow while the cold winds blow? Who will go and bring him home? For 14 days he wandered round in a bitter till his hands were frozen to the bone and his legs could barely stand. Every step he made was agony, but still he struggled on, till he found him lying in the snow with his young life almost gone. Who will go and say for Danny, for he's lost and all alone, through the winter snow where the cold winds blow? Who will go and bring him home? Then they rushed him to the hospital, through the miles of stormy sea, and they amputated both his arms and his legs despite his pleas. Then his struggle ceased and his life was o'er, and his last patrol was done, and they buried him, a ranger brave, Danny Corcoran, 21. Who will go and search for Danny, for he's lost the winter snow while the cold winds blow? Who will go and bring him home? Through the winter snow while the cold winds blow, who will go and bring him home?
Beautiful singing on that sad number. I think it was Greg Donaghy who was the singer, and the song was Danny Corcoran, composed by Green Bay's Ed Smith. Well, what are you listening to? It's the Newfound Records Radio Hour, and lots of great music still to come. Coming up shortly, a bunch of songs about disasters at sea, and to lead into that, we'll hear from the duo Parson to Parson. And Parson to Parson were Father Ed Brophy, who was a Roman Catholic priest, and Reverend Paul Rumbold, who was a United Church minister. So two different religions came together, and I tell you, the recording that they made, in my opinion, is just superb. I love it. Both of these clergymen were stationed at Buchan's in central Newfoundland at the time that they made the tape. And the tape was called For Heaven's Sake. Pretty sure it was only released on cassette tape. And they recorded it, I think 1987, 1988, and around there, at Sims Studio in Ballorum. Skimpy liner notes, too bad. I'd love to know more about that tape, because it's really a gem, and it's crying out to be heard. And you will hear it on the Newfound Records Radio Hour. I've already spawned a few tracks from that in the past few years, and you'll be hearing more in the future. The song we're going to hear right now is called Did I Build a Boat? And the composer of that one is not identified, but the two Parsons wrote all the songs on the album. It's my understanding that one of the Parsons composed five of the songs and the other Parson composed the other five. Now, this song, Did I Build a Boat, is particularly moving. It's about a father waiting for his son to return home from fishing after stormy weather.
My youngest boy's gone fishing, the old man thought once again. But the weather glass is very low, I fear that there'll be wind. The hour's late, he should be home, there'll be a storm today. And I'd give a prince's fortune to see him coming in the bay. When I laid her keel, I said, she's the prettiest thing afloat. Did I really build a coffin when I thought I'd build a boat? The old man went outside, he took a looking glass and chair. He tried to walk a steady pace, but his heart was full of fear. When he looked across the water, the waves were feather wide. Shuddered when he thought of what could be out there tonight. Oh, when I ribbed around, I said, she's the prettiest thing afloat. But did I really build a coffin when I thought I'd build a boat? Every man in every boat was gone at early light. And the men said there were islands where he may have passed the night. But no one said what each one felt, a new pain had begun. The hungry sea had swallowed up the old man's youngest son. Oh, when I planked the sides, I said, she's the prettiest thing afloat. But did I really build a coffin when I thought I'd built a boat? The old man sat out on the chair as the lonely hours passed, looking out across the bay through a misty tear-stained glass. The boats came homeward one by one, but one did not return. And the sea had taught a lesson that was always hard to learn. Oh, when I caulked the seams, I said, she's the prettiest thing afloat. But did I really build a coffin when I thought I'd build a boat? For 3 more days they looked for him, but they searched for him in vain. But the old man kept his vigil in the sunshine and the rain. Each day you'd see him sitting with his misty tear-stained glass. Many men had known his pain before, and he wouldn't be the last. When I painted her, I said, she's the prettiest thing afloat. But did I really build a coffin when I thought I'd build a boat? The old man's days of searching are now past.
forevermore. And he won't be coming out to look across that windswept shore. But his chair sits by the window and his glass just gathers dust. He's gone to join the sun now, gone as all men must. But a voice still seems to whisper, he's the prettiest thing afloat. But did I really build a coffin when I thought I'd build a boat?
Hauntingly moving music you just heard. Well written, well sung, great arrangement. And the artist was Person to Person, and the song, Did I Really Build a Coffin When I Thought I'd Build a Boat? Okay, we move on now to specific disasters at sea, and we are going to hear Chris and Jim Buffett, who I know very little about, other than they released something like 5 albums throughout their recording career, all of them on cassette, I think, and all recorded, I believe, at Sim Studio. The album we're hearing a track from is called Don't Take the Turbot. The song is called The Old Ship, and Jim Buffett wrote it. And it's about the SS Montpellier en route from Spain to Montreal, she was. It had 32 sailors on board. Now, the vessel became stranded in fog and strong winds, and she ran aground on Big Yankee Rock. That's on Mouse Island, which is near Port-au-Basque on the southwest coast of Newfoundland. May 4th, 1900, it was a sad day. The old ship ran aground, and there she would stay. For many long years, she served as a mark for fishermen fishing off Big Yankee Rock.
Among your sailors that sail across the gulf, I'll sing you a song. Our night it got rough. The ship named Montpellier about 10 o'clock. She ran high and dry upon Big Yankee Rock. The wind had been westward, but it changed around. It came from the southeast that spat on the ground. It came with a swiftness like thieves in the night. Those sailors all brave got blown off the brine. Some had been sitting just chewing the fat, just playing grip while Gawk looked at the map. He was the skipper, first class seaman too. When he took off his course, he had nothing to do. Just sit back and wait, well, the mate took her then. None of them planned on the terrible wind. It came on to blow a really strong breeze. Just off for the best, well, you know what I mean. May 4th, 1900, it was a sad day. The old ship ran aground, and there she was staying. For many long years, she served as a mark for fishermen fishing off the Yankee Rock. The kind folks from Mouse Island welcomed them in as they threw the lifeline and helped save the men. The 32 sailors with no loss of life were welcomed ashore. It had been a hard night. Loaded with pig iron for ballast, she sailed just off Mouse Island where they struck the gale. She'll be fondly remembered in all of our minds, just the old ship for the rest of our lives. You people from Mouse Island must be so proud.
save life like this with a ship going down. God's blessing rests on you wherever you roam. Don't ever forget your mouse island home. Don't ever forget your mouse island home.
Great piece of history there, the story of the SS Montpellier wrecked near Port-au-Basque in Newfoundland. Song was composed and sung by Jim Buffett, played guitar as well, and the other musicians on the album being Don't Take the Turbot, were Chris Buffett, played accordion, and Sim Savory played lead guitar, bass guitar, and keyboards, and on steel guitar, Mike Higgins. Well, folks, this is the Newfound Records Radio Hour. Right now we're hearing Disasters at Sea. Well, next we're going to hear from Tina and Alec Power, who I don't know much about. Seem to have a connection with the Southern Shore, perhaps down Torres Cove Way, Cape Royal, that area. And they released an album in 1990 called My Islands Are Calling. Recorded it again at Sim Studio in Ballorum. And Alec Power, he wrote all the songs on it. And the number we are going to hear is called the Johnny and Sisters 2. That was a fishing vessel that sank on December 9th in 1989, 150 miles south of Newfoundland. And its crew of 8 Nova Scotians were all lost. Now, the sea was calm when they departed Cape Royal, which is south of St. John's. And after that, a storm came up and the Johnny and Sisters 2 went down. 2 freighters sank in the Gulf of St. Lawrence. Same storm, so it must have been a wicked storm. The loss of the Johnny and Sister 2 and its crew of 8 was felt deeply by the people of the Southern Shore, because Cape Royal was the vessel's home port for a number of years, and the crew was well known to people of that area. In fact, a memorial mass was held at Immaculate Conception Church, which is in Cape Royal, and over 300 people attended that.
Some
just heard A Sad Tale, The Loss of the Johnny and Sisters Too. You heard that sung by Tina Power, released in 1990 on the album My Islands Are Calling. Okay, continuing with Disasters at Sea. Next, we will hear from Wayne Bartlett from Carpoon. That's up St. Anthony Way on the Great Northern Peninsula on the island of Newfoundland. Don't know a whole lot about him. Do have three tapes by him, and the man was a prolific composer. Composed all the songs on each of his tapes. We'll hear a track from an album he put out in 1988, album called Men from the Northern Peninsula. Song we shall hear, The Wreck of the SS Langley-Craig. And that vessel, on November the 15th of 1947, while en route from Hull, England to Quebec to pick up a load of grain, it ran aground at Great Sacred Island in the Strait of Belle Isle in northern Newfoundland. The Norwegian whaler, Olaf Olsen, eventually saved 41 members of the crew, but the other two were lost. So listen up now to a well-crafted song here by Wayne Bartlett, and I just love his heartfelt singing in this one, and he gives the details of the tragedy pretty well, nice and poetically expressed.
In 1947, on a cold November's night, headed into Quebec and a place called Potter Point. A load of grain was waiting for this English ship of steel, but the hands of fate were placed upon that big old wooden wheel. The crew was tired and weary after 1900 miles in the open sea, narrowed to the Straits of Belle Isle. And to the port side of the ship, Cape Hall stood alone, mistaken for Cape Norman in the height of the storm. She's the British steamship Langley-Craig, 4,900 tons, crafted in tradition by fathers and their sons. Now English steel on foreign soil will make the final stand when she alters course to sacred islands in the waters of Newfoundland. Then the bottom of the ocean rose to meet the keel. From the bursting boilers came the roar of steam and twisted steel. Captain Thomas Orford of Liverpool then cried, "We'll wait until the break of dawn before we go hoard aside." And at the breaking of the day, two men volunteered to take a rope and go ashore. There are 43 lives to spare. The name of Anderson and Colling and the brave deed that they done will live forever in the minds of the 41. After everybody got ashore, a wireless went out, heard by Belle Isle radio and then rewired south. Search and rescue called from Halifax for everyone to go to find the shipwrecked sailors in the North Atlantic cold. Sergeant Christian of the Rangers organized a team and got the old of Olsen, a whaler under steam. Along with Dr. Thomas and a spirit born to fight, the sea was wild, so they had to wait another night. On that cold and barren island, when the fifth day rolled around, the Empire McCallum lowered a lifeboat down. 14 men were washed away by the howling winds and waves, but they drove ashore to Cape Onion, where all their lives were saved. Then the Olaf Olsen came around once more and shot a harpoon from her gun upon the rugged shore. So all the men were rescued from that hell out in the sea and taken on board the Olsen, bound for St. Anthony. She's the British steamship Langley-Craig, 4,900 tons, crafted in tradition by fathers and their sons. Now English steel and foreign soil will make a final stand when she alters course to sacred islands in the waters of Newfoundland.
Well, you just heard a great piece of history sung passionately by Wayne Bartlett, who composed The Wreck of the SS Langley Craig from his album Men from the Northern Peninsula, recorded at Sims Studio in 1988. Well, you're listening to the Newfound Records Radio Hour, and we're getting on to the home stretch of the program right now. We'll hear next from Calvin Hillier, who I don't know much about, from Grand Bank, maybe? We'll hear a track from the cassette tape Be Proud of Newfoundland, and the song we shall hear is called The Fate of the Flare, F-L-A-R-E, composed by Kenny Bungay. Now, the Flare was a freighter. It was bound for Montreal to pick up a load of grain. This one sank with the loss of 21 lives in the Gulf of St. Lawrence. The date was January the 16th, and the year was 1998. The vessel was en route from Rotterdam to Quebec when she broke in two during severe weather, approximately 37 kilometers west of Saint-Pierre-et-Miquelon. Four lightly closed survivors were taken to the hospital at Saint-Pierre-et-Miquelon and treated for extreme hyperthermia. Here's Calvin Hillier.
With a lump in my throat, I dip my pen in a widow's tear as I write off the tragedy off the south coast of Saint-Pierre. That freighter bound for Montreal lost the battle with the wind. Now 21 sailors will never see their homes again. The 16th day of January 1998, the freighter called the Flare sailed her crew into their fate. The sailors were just lightly clad and taken by surprise. I can almost feel their panic and hear their anguish cries. One of the four survivors, this story he did tell. How he grasped a piece of rope and he faced a frigid hell. As he swam through the oil slick to a lifeboat that was near, his friends, they slipped beneath the foam to sleep with the sunken Flare. With a heavy heart yesterday, I stood there by the shore. The bell on a buoy sadly tolled as the ocean madly roared. Does the wind sing in victory, or does it cry in shame? Its calamity so cruel brings heartaches, tears, and pain. Families and loved ones off the crewmen, off the Flare, may we help you bear your burdens, and we'll kneel with you in prayer. These things are too mysterious for me to understand. The mist off a ship into the sea off the shores of Newfoundland. With a lump in my throat, I dip my pen in a widow's tear as I write off the tragedy off the south coast of Saint-Pierre. That freighter bound for Montreal lost his battle with the wind. Now 21 sailors will never see their homes again. No, 21 sailors will never see their homes again.
You just heard Calvin Hillier with The Fate of the Flare. Well, folks, the old clock on the wall is telling me I got a skedaddle. I'm Wayne Tucker, and I do thank you for tuning in. My mother station from which this program originates is CHMR in St. John's, Newfoundland, on the campus of Memorial University. And we're also pleased to be heard in Newfoundland on CJBI on Belle Island, CHEV in Grand Falls, Windsor, CKVB in Cornerbrook, and CHBB in beautiful Bombay. We're also delighted to be heard on CIOE in Lower Sackville, Nova Scotia, CHSR in Fredericton, New Brunswick, CIDI in Brome, Missisquoi, Quebec, CFRC in Kingston, Ontario, and CKXU in Lethbridge, Alberta. Chris and Jim Buffett are going to take us home with a country medley, an instrumental from their album Don't Take the Turbot. Thank you for tuning in, folks. I do hope you enjoyed today's episode and that you'll tune in again next week for more great music by Newfoundland and Labrador's pioneer recording artists. Until then, let's all be good to each other, and especially good to our dear mother, Earth. She's sick. She needs all the love we can give her.
Thanks for tuning in to the Newfound Records Radio Hour. This show originates from the CHMR Studios, Memorial University, St. John's, Newfoundland. It was researched, produced, and hosted by Wayne Tucker. Send your email to wayne@newfoundrecords.ca. I'm Rosemary Thorne, and I'm inviting you to tune in again next week for more rare music by the pioneer recording artists from Newfoundland and Labrador.
There it is.
Are you listening from inside a local prison, or do you have a friend or loved one in a local prison or youth detention center? Calls from Home is a monthly radio program for you. On Calls from Home, we share voicemails, messages, song requests, and dedications. Anyone can contact us with a message or song request for a friend or loved one on the inside. To get in touch, call or text 613-917-1390. Email cfrcprisonradio@riseup.net or send us a message on Instagram @cfrcprisonradio. The CFRC radio signal reaches the following local and regional prisons: Millhaven, Bath, Collins Bay and Frontenac, Joyceville and Pittsburgh, the Sundance Youth Detention Center here in Kingston, Quinte in Napanee, and the Cape Vincent Correctional Facility in upstate New York. Messages and song requests will be broadcast once per month on Wednesday between 7 and 8 p.m. here on CFRC 101.9 FM or on the web at cfrc.ca. For 2025, Calls from Home will air on the following dates: April 16th, May 14th, June 11th, July 9th, August 6th, September 3rd, October 1st, October 29th, November 26th, and December 24th. Please send in your message at least one day before the broadcast date. These upcoming show dates, contact info, and additional information is available online at cfrc.ca or on Instagram @cfrcprisonradio. We look forward to receiving your messages and sharing them over the airwaves.
When it comes to Kingston real estate, local experience matters. Kim Purcell is an award-winning realtor born and raised in Kingston with over a decade of experience and 100 five-star reviews. If you want honest advice and results you can trust, choose Kim. Visit kimpurcell.ca today for more information.